Well, hello again for another quick bonus episode of What Did We Watch? Of course, with the recommendations of three guys who you probably don't care about. That's not true. You do care because you downloaded us to hear this episode. What did we watch? I watched so many different things over the last couple of weeks. A lot of them are retreads. I rewatched Mission Impossible 7. It's great. Surprise. I rewatched Spider-Verse 2. Pretty good. Here's the one thing that's brand new that I watched. Guy Ritchie has been an absolute minefield of mediocrity of late, but not his new one, The Covenant with Jake Gyllenhaal, ironically, being that we just did Donnie Darko. Man, that is a solid-ass film. Story of a guy, a Marine or whatever, Army guy in Afghanistan. He finds a new translator, and what happens, his whole team gets wiped out. He gets injured. The translator drags him across through Taliban territory. He escapes back to America, and if out of guilt, he feels like, you know what? I got to get the guy back out of there because the Taliban are trying to kill him, because this whole folklore has arisen about how this, you know, Afghani man, you know, gave the finger to the Taliban and helped an American out. It's solid. Pretty decent action. Flows very well. Really liked it. Of course, the Academy is going to ignore it because they'll put some horseshit up there. And I liked it. It's a good 7.5 out of 10 for me. Kevin Israel, what did you watch?
I saw The Marvels.
Oh, boy.
And it was awful.
I knew it. By the way, real fast. I did Who Would Win the other day, and both James and Ray said the Captain Marvel is one of the top three Marvel films of all time. And I almost spit the water. I spit the water out of my iMac in disgust.
They said that seriously?
Completely not tongue-in-cheek.
No, that's insanity.
It is insanity.
No, The Marvels was terrible. It was by all measurable standards. It was just a bad movie. And the MCU just continues to fall down on top of itself. The Marvels actually, since it followed right after Secret Invasion, which was all Nick Fury, and then it completely changes who Nick Fury was from Secret Invasion to this movie. It's inconsistent. The story's ridiculous. The resolution is nonsensical. They tagged on this post-credit scene just to make you go, oh, that's what I'm going to remember about the movie, which had absolutely nothing to do with the Marvels. Bad, just bad all around. Kamala Khan as Miss Marvel was the best part of the movie. The actress whose name I'm blanking on is fun, but everything else was just a bad, bad movie. 3 of 10, I'd give it. And then I also just finished the Loki series. Season 2. That's the highlight of the recent stuff MCU has done. Loki's great. I don't think it was as good as season 1, but it was definitely enjoyable, and they did a good job. The sad thing is, you know, it's just leading into shit right now, and I have no faith in what Marvel's doing. Loki, the series was good. I just don't feel like they know what the fuck to do with themselves, and now they're talking about Jonathan Majors is out as Kang, so who knows what's going to happen with that. But as far as Loki goes, Loki was great. I'd give it 8 out of 10.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Fantastic. Phil Ranta, what have you watched?
Well, I mean, I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old at home, so I haven't been able to go to the theater in a long time, but I did watch Blippi's Dino Adventure recently.
It's the story.
Hey, Blippi and Mika.
I'm so glad my kid never got in a Blippi, and then I find out what Blippi was into. Cleveland steamer or whatever that was.
During the Harlem Shake days, I remember the shot comedian Blippi. That was a whoo. But I have to say, the Dino Adventure one, like, it starts with a really good song, the Wiggle Wiggle, you got to get your wiggles out thing, which is the sign of a good toddler movie. Once they get into the Dino Adventure, it's actually the YouTube channel, the Dino Ranch YouTube channel, that takes over. So great special effects, like better than Jurassic Park was in 92 for the dinosaurs. But the idea of an egg hunt where all the eggs are going to hatch in an hour, so you need to find all three, and then they keep getting distracted playing games. I don't know, I just didn't believe the characters. So I'll give that like a 3-star. But I also watched the Mario Brothers movie with my kids. Excellent. And my daughter, who doesn't really know a lot about Mario, except we played Mario Kart a couple times, she lost her shit. I was losing my shit. Like all the references to all the many generations of Mario, even the penguins, like for Mario 64 that you throw off the cliff. Like there's just so many beautiful moments and sound cues. So for adults, it was like nostalgia porn. For kids, like my kids couldn't wait to see it again. I give that like a solid 9 stars. It's the best like kids movie I've seen since I had kids.
Just got it for my birthday last week for my parents. Love it. So much fun. I agree. That's going to wrap up for What Did We Watch, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see all you later.